Time for another draftphysics.com video presentation. Debatephysics.com, but not much debating going on. So that's sort of the subject. It'll just be about conversation and whatever this is. The idea that human beings have a program running ideas in their head, and they attempt to convey them to the other humans, and collectively then they can do something and fight evil, defend the truth, fight for freedom, whatever. And this is in the context of a bit of warring going on in, it was Russia, trying to put itself back together again after it pointlessly tore itself apart, frankly. Pierrot is whatever, being Pierrot. So I just thought I'd respond a little bit to, he has this premise that what's disabled communication between people, what's made the internet less functional as a medium for debate is somehow YouTube eliminating a bucket they used to have that you could put response videos in. And clearly the bucket became kind of just, useless in the sense that for all the popular channels anyway, people would just put spam in the bucket. They would, just put stuff that was just tiny, tangential relationships and throw it in there just to get views. And so, without a mechanism to control that, it's like everything else on the internet. It just all turns to garbage because, there's not enough rules and none of them are enforced. So, the ones that exist, and certainly not evenly or fairly or any of that kind of crap. So, I would argue that that's the bigger dysfunction. But regardless, the dysfunction is, the fault lies not in the stars, but within ourselves. You could just make the argument that it just reveals how thin people's capacity to have discussions is, how it just turns into, mud throwing and, tanks running over cars and such. The paranoia, anybody driving by is going to blow up my tank. They're going to throw a bomb at it, so I have to run them all over. It's all sort of predictable in terms of it's just human psychology. So, in the processing of this channel, I really didn't think of the, I didn't think it would be a problem, frankly, to find an argument. A counter argument. I figured, that there'd be plenty of it, and so I wouldn't. That would be the least of my concerns, is finding somebody willing to defend conventional physics. And as it turned out, it's a lot harder than I thought, just because it isn't really defendable. You can sort of use this kinetic energy argument as an example, in the sense that they really don't have a choice but to pick two untenable positions. Either there's free energy, because kinetic energy makes free momentum, the theory, or, they've been wrong for hundreds of years and have been just selling stories and fables, and that, they've allowed it to be the foundation for a lot of their physics, and so it's all corrupt, and it all can be perceived as being very weak science. And once you've exposed one weakness, it makes you start looking for all the other weaknesses. Those kind of flaws, give reason for to be suspect. And I would argue that that little bit of suspicion will be enough to break most of the other parts of the standard model, the standard view held by most professional physicists, that 90% of what they are using as rhetoric are mechanical systems or ideas. Their quantum and their entanglement and their superposition and all, it's all rubbish and isn't really getting to the truth. So anyway, back to the how to have conversation. So anyway, Pirro's on some new platform that, number, it's not public, so you have to sign in with some other account or you have to make an account. So the videos aren't even public, which, you know, is a huge downside. And the whole idea would be is for individuals who are interested in discussion to provide a mechanism to make it possible for the discussion to be organized. And frankly, we still have that ability. We always had it. So, you know, as soon as they took the response video away, all I did was if I responded to somebody's video, I usually put a tag in the description pointing out this is the video I'm replying to. And it was easy enough for me to post a link on their channel in the comments. And so, you know, no problem. Frankly, wasn't a huge loss. Losing some little category, some little descriptor, okay, that was specific to who's part of the conversation, if anyone at all. So anyway, you can still see that. You got all that. Now you have all these new gimmicks, you know, because of Twitter. You know, you got this hashtag thing, which is, you know, Twitterized keywords. Lots of ways to organize the content, but again, organize it, you know, with people who don't have the same motive interfering, you know, spamming it. So just like the live rooms got ruined by people who would find mechanisms to cheat and break into rooms and make a mess, you know, everything gets destroyed by people who really don't want to do it in any kind of fair cop kind of way. They want to, you know, they're losing the argument, so their only choice is to destroy the argument, kind of thing. Pirro, I think, is just an imbecile, frankly. And, you know, what we don't need is more private channels. What we need is just some way to organize conversation. And like I said, we always had those tools. You always had the ability to respond to anything somebody says. And, you know, to make them aware that you have responded and give them the option to respond in kind and all of that crap. So all of that already exists. And so I was just thinking, you know, I might as well put that as a tag, you know, in my pinned comment on videos. A category of responses. And there won't be any. At least there won't be any that are civil, you know, that are on the subject. So, that's what's sort of happened, is that there hasn't been any counter arguments that, you know, can do the minimum of being on the subject instead of on some other subject, you know, the subject of slandering a person and forcing them to answer a bunch of lies they've made up, little stories they want to tell their way. It's like everything can be presented. Like I said, you know, just because it's in the news today, I'll just mention it. So they do it. They have this image of the Russian tank, you know, plowing over a little civilian car. And it's certainly presented as, look, isn't that horrible? You know, because it's presented from the evil empire, you know, coming to crush the poor little civilians. And, but if you just take it from the, you know, any army, you know, or any force that has the obligation of doing this policing thing or whatever you want to call it, you know, from their perspective, it's just rational. I mean, tanks are really expensive and they're valuable army property, and you really don't subject them to unnecessary risk. And obviously, it's sort of a rebel war in the sense that the Ukraine doesn't have a great army and all of that crap. And so, if you take it from the tank's perspective, how do they know the car isn't going to drive by and, you know, blow up their tread or whatever, the tank, or do something else and disable it? And, you know, so what's a tank driver supposed to think? You know, what's the the rational orders that would be in his head is, yeah, don't unnecessarily put your tank at risk, you know. So I suppose it could have run away from the car, okay? It could have gone off the highway. But yeah, the other choice is just take out anything that isn't respecting your authority. I mean, you know, they should know, don't get close to a tank because tanks don't like you being close to them. And if somebody doesn't know that, then they're pretty stupid. So, but it all depends on perspective and, you know, whose point of view you're taking, or emphasizing, and all that kind of crap. But anyway, so the real point isn't to get into any political argument about the rights and wrongnesses, or strategies, or what are sensible, nonsensible in war, you know, how war should be fought. You know, it's not that good a subject. Of course, everybody should be against war, blah, blah, blah. It shouldn't have come to this, blah, 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 but whatever. So in this process of challenging the authority, you know, the war of words, the same. Look, it's all kinds of trespasses being committed, all kinds of unnecessary acts of violence against each other. I don't think I've thrown any excessive stink bombs. I don't think I've done anything to, I haven't held anybody's wife and children hostage, where I could make the argument that obviously my adversaries have. They like to play with my personal security, post images in my house, and do all kinds of other bullshit. And we make excuses for that, and even defend it, you know, and defend the people doing it as some sort of victims. That somehow they've been victimized because I chose to make an argument about physics. And in that argument, I said some derogatory things about maybe their heroes. Pointed out some weaknesses they might have, and that's given them some sort of excuse. Yeah, okay. To do something besides just counter argue, and to play games, you know, like, oh, he's psychologically, you know, emotionally broken, or some other kind of, you know, bullshit that I shouldn't even have to waste time responding to. In the sense that there's just no evidence of any of that in the 10 years of videos on this channel that I'm doing anything but observing, that it appears to me that the evidence points to a very mechanical universe that doesn't have any magical elements, and it's all about finding a cause, and the cause is something banging into something else, some bit of momentum, you know, that had a history and followed all these very rigid rules to get where it got, and that there isn't anything wooey in there, any gods of any kind, even random ones. Anyway, and, you know, this they take offense to, because I guess they have a whole lot invested, in what science says. Because, you know, science is protecting us from religion. They think so, anyway. It's just another version of the same bullshit stories, the human aggrandizing bullshit story. Carl Sagan was full of, human emotional wonder and, you know, silly putty. Nice guy, but, you know, silly. Frankly, doubt that we're going to meet the aliens and have some fun conversation about, gee, aren't we so meaningful, when you're basically just a GI track and a big mouth, you know, and all you're doing is, you know, ripping other things to pieces to keep yourself alive. But they'll make that into some grander, more dignified story when it isn't, you know, grand or dignified. But anyway, that's a whole nother subject that they don't want. They don't want the science conversation to be glued to any kind of rigid notion that we're not magical organisms. And so that's another threat You know, is this the taking all the magic out of their lives by recognizing that we're just programmed robots? We're just we're doing what little things, little machines, you know, trapped in the arena, you know, and the end outcome is sort of predictable. You know, you put the fox guarding the chicken coop, and you can expect some chickens to be eaten. There's everything about it is predictable if you just have enough information. And certainly trends and habits, you know, and tendencies, you know, the general idea is easy to understand why there's, you know, there's different people, different cultures, they're going to have conflicts, they're going to be self-interested, you know, and how much is this self-interest going to destroy any hope, you know, of having any common law, you know, because from everyone's perspective, somebody else deserves it, you know. So, just, well, anyway, that's more philosophical mush. So anyway, just a throwaway video to point out that, you know, the conversation sucks because people suck. And that's the simple truth. And it won't be until some people who have some sort of true devotion to defending the truth, understanding and desiring to know the truth and not some corporate version of it, or, you know, some religious version of it, some wooey version of it, something intended for some other purpose than to describe reality. Hopers and dreamers instead of people who are supposed to be, well, like I said, scientists are supposed to see something like a duality, you know, like, oh, okay, our two choices are there's kinetic energy, and that means there's free energy, you know, or for 300 years we've just been talking shit. And, you know, those are two just horrible choices. That science has been really stupid for 300 years. I mean, they're either really stupid or they're clearly not on a mission to preserve the truth. So, I mean, that sort of gets to a conclusion that I'm very uncomfortable with, you know, recognizing that, you know, maybe it is, you know, there is an element of corruption. Because I imagine NASA, and I say, well, you know, NASA has all this technology. They have the ability to do the Eddington experiment, to reproduce it. They've had it for decades now, and they never did it. They never even tried. Nobody suggested it, and somehow somebody said, we don't need to do that. You know, even though it's really easy, and it's, you know, famous, and everybody would be sort of interested in the final proof, you know, seeing the actual video, you know, of the light bending. Never done. It's just hard to imagine that they haven't tried it and failed. And that's the truth. And they just never bothered to say anything about it because somehow now that's just going to cause trouble. You know. But what other alternative is there? The alternative is that, you know, for four decades they just didn't think this was something worth doing. Nobody thought so. Just hard to imagine. Anyway, hard for me to imagine anyway, that they could have any knowledge of physics and not recognize it's kind of an important concept, you know, that it really should be nailed down, you know, quite, you know, clean. And there should be a nice, clean, decisive piece of evidence. They should be a little bit uncomfortable, you know. I've compared to lawyering, you know, and you should really be uncomfortable if you're in a murder trial, you know, and you're playing games with the evidence, you know, and you know it's kind of, well, you know, yeah, we sort of detect photons by, sending them through a crystal and then through, you know, a couple of polarizers and then through seven or eight mirrors, and that's how we're saying we're detecting them, you know. Which slit they went through. Well, that's not really a detector, is it? No, that's not really you're not really detecting anything. But anyway. You know, just cheating the language. So, I would like there to be a conversation, is the point. There really needs to be, in the sense that you sort of have to understand what it is that people are defending and why they're defending it. because to me it's all getting so obvious that it's hard to even manufacture the opponent, the rational perspective that would say, oh, I don't quite get that, because it's like, well, what ain't you getting? You know, it's pretty obvious to me. So it's just like, well, how do you not get that there's a problem? So anyway, yeah. So I'm just pointing out that, you know, the answer is people have to give a damn, and, you know, and the ones who are connected, the ones that are, they can hear Puro's voice or hear my voice. It's not enough of an audience, frankly. It's not a good enough audience. You know, it's not a competent audience. It's not a capable audience. It's not an interested audience. So, you know, without any of that, you're not going to get very far. And that's what's been revealed. That although there are some fanatics who have no capacity to engage in an argument, they just, you know, throw their bombs out the windows, you know, don't give a shit about what that means to the future of conversation. The standard they're setting is just so low that what do they expect the other side to do then? You know, what's the response? What can you expect? Yeah. So anyway, yeah, and so we're right here in the middle of this little, this little transition point where, well, we'll see. Okay, we've got something on the hook. We'll see if it goes anywhere in terms of obliging there to be a conversation among, you know, people who are defending the conventional theory. But they're defending it against flat earthers, they're not taking on a very, they're clearly not soldiers, because soldiers wouldn't be shooting babies. But maybe it'll lead to something where there'll be an actual battle of ideas that'll have some sort of integrity and be worth people's attention. And that'll be good. So we'll see. Next week or two, something should be happening. Yeah. So, and, you know, for me, it's more of a just a period of reflection, just because to me it has, you know, yesterday's video, I did half the story. And it's kind of dull and boring, but it's frankly, I think, a good video explaining why I believe what I believe. And I haven't heard any, or I'm not likely to get any response to anything stated in the video that in some way they have proven it can't possibly work that way. Because they haven't. You know. And they're the ones who closed reasonable doors a long time ago. 300 years ago, in the case of kinetic energy, they closed a rational door, you know, 300 years ago. Without any real good reason. And, you know, it's not good science. But anyway. So, I guess we'll call that a video. I'll pause and I'll see if there's anything else I need to add. Just kind of mush, frankly. So, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I guess there's nothing really. There's not much else to say. Like I said, but the problem isn't, you know, that there's no way to make arguments on the internet, because clearly you can post videos almost anywhere and you can link to them. So that's not a problem. Ideally you post your videos where they're secure. You know, mine are now on my website, and, they're not threatened by any platform that might be offended. And they can be linked to, and they can be copied and replayed, and no problem for somebody willing to make an argument. The problem is that thieves will take the content and pervert it and distort it. But they don't have to be part of the conversation, you know. And sadly, though, people mostly, most of the viewers are little drama whores, and they just like the spectacle. You know, they want to, you know, they're waiting for video of tanks running over cars. That's what they're watching for. You know, that's the sad, the very sad truth. Yeah. But anyway, is that it really has so much more to do with all this superficial shit and not much to do with the substance. So anyway, till the next time and such. This has been DraftPhysics.com and DebatePhysics.com. Yes, I'd like to debate physics, you know, but I'd like to do it talking about physics and evidence, you know, not about a bunch of other crap that doesn't have anything to do with physics and evidence.